Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
I wanted to ask you about a report yesterday that Odell Beckham Jr. will be visiting you guys at some point after Thanksgiving. Could you confirm that and provide any information on, you know, when that would happen or anything else?
Yeah, not at this time. I can't.
Okay. And then do you have updates on yesterday's injuries, starting with Adoree Jackson and Wandale Robinson?
Yeah, some of these guys are still getting tests this morning. I will say with Wandell, he has an ACL.
His season's over.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. Thank you.
You got it.
Tom Rock.
Brian, you guys have gone through a bunch of receivers here. What's the next step with Wandale out? And, you know, I guess maybe it even ties into Pat's first question about Odell.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of receivers on the roster, Tom, as you know. So it's a short week. We'll get the guys ready to go. And, you know, we'll revisit things like we always do each week and see where it goes.
I had a sort of a left field question for you, too. They're naming this game after John Madden. They're celebrating John Madden on Thanksgiving. Did you ever have any run-ins or experiences with him? Or can you just talk about what he means to the game?
Yeah, no, I've never met Coach Madden. You know, I just, you know, you think football, you think Madden, really with everything, from coaching at the Raiders and how successful he was to – announcing to the video game that all the young guys like to play, just a great ambassador for the National Football League and a great tribute to him.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Neil Best.
Just to clarify on the injuries, so is Wandale the only one of the guys that you do have an update for us today?
Yeah, most of these other guys, Neil, are still getting looked at here. Almost all of them.
Okay. The other thing I want to ask you about is just in terms of the week's schedule, it seems like there's with these Thursday games, there's kind of, a trend away from actual practices. You know, I guess you guys are not having a traditional practice this week. What goes into that calculation about, you know, handling it that way versus going out there Tuesday and having a real practice?
Yeah, these guys are pretty sore after games. So what you try to do is, you sit down with the training staff, sports science, and come up with the best schedule you can for your team to make sure that they're getting rehabbed and they're taking advantage of all the treatments, you know, after the walkthroughs. We'll set it up similar, Neil. I mean, we won't be out there running around, but we'll do some walkthroughs, and then we'll have a little break, and then we'll go out doing some more walkthroughs. Obviously, it's a big mental week for us, and then just getting your body right to play a game on such a quick turnaround.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Bob Brookover.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Bob.
Is there a chance on the injury front to maybe have some good news with Bellinger, Neal, and Aziz?
Bellinger, Neal, and Aziz. Yeah, I'd say they're coming along. I think they're improving. Whether or not they'll be ready this week, too early to give you an answer to that.
I asked you this question last week, and now it's pertinent. Does this week make it harder for them to come back because of the circumstances of such a short week and so little practice?
Yeah, no, we've definitely had discussions about that. One, it'll be, you know, as we go along, if the medical people say that they're ready to play, and it is a short week, there's no question about that. That goes into play and discussions.
And one other thing I wanted to ask you, obviously they're probably never going to do away with Thanksgiving games, but do you feel like Thursday games are a lot to ask for these guys? As you just pointed out, it's especially when you have a tough week like you just had injury-wise. Do you think it's something that needs to be discussed among the league where, hey, why do we have to play these Thursday games?
Well, they're on the schedule, so we just get ready to play them and try to come up with the best schedule and process that we can to make sure that we're ready to go.
Thank you.
You got it.
Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Paul.
Hey. As you mentioned yesterday, you know, obviously there are ebbs and flows to every season. You know, you're hitting something now, right, with these two games back-to-back, coming off a tough loss with all these injuries. Do you feel at some point you're going to have to, as the head coach, just talk to the team at some point about not woe is me, about not, you know, a tough situation? You know, you've never had this many injuries this season, short week against a team that just scored 40 points in Minnesota. You know, is that kind of like in the manual at some point in the next few days?
Yeah, Paul, I mean, I've tried to do that since I've gotten here. You know, we're not about excuses, never will be. You know, we have people on our roster that are going to be ready to play, and that's our job as a coaching staff, is to get them ready to play. Again, you're always going to hit adversity, whether it's in a game, whether it's in a season. We've talked about that since April. I don't think that's something you just, you know, all of a sudden talk about. I think you have to teach it, and you have to try to learn from it. You know, and that's everybody. It's myself, it's the coaches, it's the players, it's the support staff. You have to believe in your process. You have to go out there and try to execute the best you can. And if you do those things, you live with the results and you move on to the next week.
Is this one of those times when you see what you've built? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You see what you built and see, you know, like, you know, there's always an offense, you know, is there a weak point that you kind of look and see now and say, okay, how are we can talk about handling adversity now that maybe we're hitting it. Let's see if everything we put in place is going to hold up here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do that from the get go, Paul. I mean, it wasn't our first loss. You know, yeah. You come in after a loss, you feel, you know, you don't feel great. You feel very disappointed. You know, you put a lot of work into it during the week and you don't get the results you want, you should be disappointed. But you can't let it linger. And in this particular case, it's such a quick turnaround. You gotta move on quickly. So, you know, that's something that we stress really since we've gotten here, Paul, is just, you know, take it day by day, learn from the things you can learn from. You're going to hit bumps in the road, whether that's a practice or a game, a play, a call, a decision. Those things are going to happen, and you move on from them.
Thank you.
Yep.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Ed Valentine.
Hey, Coach. You talked about, you know, other receivers after Wandale. How encouraged were you by what you saw from Kenny Golladay on Sunday, and can he be part of the solution here over the next few weeks?
Yeah, you know, Kenny did his job, made a couple plays when the ball was thrown to him. You know, and I'd say, you know, the receivers in general, obviously Wandell had a good game. He was really trending in the right direction, really felt healthy and had quickness and I think Slay made some good plays. I think Isaiah, you know, had a couple called back, but made some good plays. I know he fumbled that ball, was very disappointed in that of himself. But, you know, those guys know what to do, and we'll go out there and put a plan together to utilize, you know, anybody who's going to be active.
Thank you.
Yep.
Jordan Renan.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Jordan.
With where you're at on wide receiver, would you like to add any pieces to the picture? Not necessarily saying it has to be, obviously, Odell, but do you feel like you need to add something here later in the season?
Yeah, I think that's something that Joe and I will talk about, just like all the spots. This will be another discussion that we'll have, and we'll see where it goes.
And what did you see when you went back and looked at the film? What stood out to you about that loss?
Yeah, pretty much what I thought after the game. You know, there were some good things in there. But, again, it's hard to win a game when it's 3-0 in the turnover battle. The percentages don't favor you very much. There was definitely some good things to take from it, and then, you know, things that weren't as good. We didn't win the line of scrimmage. We didn't rush for a lot of, yards. I'd say they rushed for 160. You know, I thought we executed fairly well in the red zone. Offensively, they were 4 or 5. Defensively, third downs were kind of a wash. But, again, those turnovers, you know, we've had in our 3 losses, 6 turnovers, and directly related to 24 points. Conversely, in the 7 wins, we've had 5 turnovers, and those led to 6 points. So turnovers are huge. They always are. And we got to keep working on that.
You mentioned win the line of scrimmage and not being able to run the ball. Was that just guys getting beat, individual effort, or did you see something else there?
No, I'd say it's a collective effort. It's really everything. It was everything yesterday in the run game. They did a good job. Give them credit, too.
We'll take 3 more. Chris Bisignano.
Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good. Jamie Dillon, he's had a few punts this year short in the field.
Yeah.
What are you seeing from him? Would you like a little more consistency out of him? And can you talk about the special teams overall?
Yeah, well, we missed those two kicks. One was blocked and one was almost blocked. I'd say we need to do better in that area all the way around. Graham's been really consistent kicking the ball. You know, Jamie's had a couple of that I know he'd like to have back, but he's working at it. We just need to do a little bit better in that area.
Thank you.
Yep.
Art Stapleton.
Hey, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Along the lines of, putting this game behind you, you mentioned how the schedule obviously helps in that regard, but do you guys do your full review as you normally would in a week with the players and everything else, or do you kind of condense that, and does that almost help that you're not even focused on yesterday?
Yeah, no, that's part of it on a short week. We as coaching staff, we watched it last night. I watched it at my house, and coordinators watch it, position coaches watch it, so I had conversations with them yesterday about it, and you really got to come in and get going on Dallas. You only have so many hours in a day, and that's what you have to do on these Thursday night games or afternoon games.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Last one here, Patty Trina.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Good, Patty. How are you?
Good, thanks. I wanted to ask you about the offensive line. You had a few injuries on that offensive line. I know you don't know the status of these guys yet, but that being said, is there a concern with the continuity and the chemistry with having guys coming in and out, especially on this short week, in case you don't have like John or if Tyree can't go or, whoever might not be able to go?
Yeah, I think, Patty, what you do is those guys get tons of reps during the week. And all the guys that we have been here, there's good communication with really all of them. I think Bobby's done a good job of mixing those guys throughout practices, too, and giving them reps so that different guys are working with different guys. And that's really no different than really wherever else I've been. You got to make sure. Obviously, you would love to have the same 5 guys out there, but usually that's not the case. You're going to have to adjust and make sure that those guys are doing a good job communicating with one another.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.